Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC GAM's Blue Bay Leverage Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. We're 2 months into the year and the 2-year and 10-year Treasury are both about 30 basis points wider. U.S. investment grade spreads are 3 tighter to 102 over, and U.S. high yield spreads are 13 tighter to 347 over. That combination essentially means that investment grade indices have ended February down 1.3% on the year, while high yield was up less than about a third of a percent. It's that power of interest income. The good news is that despite the spreads being a bit tighter on the year, yields at an index level are higher today than they were at the end of December. We think these higher yields, just inside 8% for U.S. high yield specifically, will pique the interest of investors who are currently on the sidelines in credit. Now on the macro front, we've got a packed week with Super Tuesday primaries, Powell's testimony before Congress on Wednesday, President Biden's State of the Union address on Thursday, and the main event, the jobs number, on Friday. This year's rate move wider appears to be a function of the market coming back towards the Fed's path, reversing course after having priced in more cuts than the Fed had indicated. That said, if you zoom out, the path forward is more clear. Inflation is trending lower, and rates should trend tighter. This Friday's non-farm payroll estimates are for around plus 200,000 compared to plus 353,000 last month. Regardless of that number, I can't remember the last time we had an NFP day that didn't involve some rate volatility. And despite that vol, positive retail flows into high yield alongside a muted new issue calendar are setting up for a market grind higher. So in closing, we recommend investors zoom out, focus on the larger trends, and capture yields on offer while they last. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.